Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Dinesh D'Souza and his film 2000 Mules. I have watched it, and I hope you have as well. We're going to talk here at the end, if you haven't seen it yet, how you can watch what Dinesh D'Souza has put together in his latest film, 2000 Mules. I highly, highly recommend it. And we are very honored to have Dinesh joining us on the Annie Fry Show right now. Dinesh, thank you again for your work and thank you again for the time here on the show.
Annie, always a pleasure and very excited about this movie, which, by the way, is going into 400 theaters in a normal showing. I mean, four times a day starting this Friday.
I did not know that. The 20th.
It's in the theaters, and it's a great way to see it.
Yeah, I have seen Hillary's America and the one you did right before the Trump. I guess, what was the second one you did?
Well, there was America, Imagine a World Without Her.
Yes.
And, of course, earlier, the Obama movie, 2016, Obama's America.
Yes, I saw those in the theater, and that experience is wonderful because, you know, when you're in that theater, those are people who are interested in the information that you've put together, and you are a masterful storyteller. For the people who haven't seen it or for the people who have, tell us about the success you've had before you've been able to get these regular showings in a theater.
Well, this was a very tricky movie to release because it's the first film I'm releasing in an age of censorship. And so I can't put the trailer on YouTube. I can't buy ads on Facebook. I was reluctant to put the movie on Amazon Prime or Apple iTunes because I don't want it to be in a place where they can take it down. And so the movie currently is only on uncancelable platforms. But despite that kind of restricted availability, people want it so badly that theaters came running to us and said, listen, we want to put this movie in the theater. So all these independent theaters were pressuring us, and we made a deal, and the movie is going to open. And now the movie is also going to be, the DVDs will be at Walmart. It's the number one film right now on Amazon. I mean, it's beating Spider-Man and all the other big Hollywood movies. So the movie is sort of already become, in a very short time, something of a cultural phenomenon. And the left's efforts to stop it with their bogus fact checks have clearly failed.
Yeah, you know, not only have they failed, in my opinion, they've actually probably amplified what you are trying to do with 2000 Mules. And I'll tell you, I tweeted this out after I watched it. I said, I'm the Dennis Prager of 2000 Mules. When I watched it in the first scene where you have the gentleman sitting around in the room and you ask them the question, like, what happened? And he goes, I'm agnostic on this issue. I have very much so taken the position of, show me the details, show me the facts, because I don't have enough information right now to really feel like I can weigh in on what took place in that moment. And I'll leave people to watch the film to see how that conversation resurfaces at the end with Dennis Prager. But your side of the story has yet to be told, Dinesh. What you have put together has not been allowed anywhere, and it is a vital part for this country to move forward to hear what you put together in 2000 Mules.
Well, this is the thing. It's evidence of a different caliber than anything you've seen before. And so it was my approach as well. Initially, I would say to myself, look, you know, you can't tell me that just because there are anomalies, Trump won the bellwether county, so how come he didn't win the election? Anomalies are strange things, but they sometimes do have an explanation. Like maybe Trump got a lot of working class votes and he got some minority votes, but he lost even more suburban votes. So he could have lost that way. Similarly, in the same vein, episodic fraud is not the same as systematic fraud. If you find a dead guy who voted over here, another guy who moved out of state, well, that's not enough to tip the balance in the election. And so I was staying away from this topic until I came across the evidence that had been amassed by this group, election intelligence group called True the Vote. And then when I began to look at that evidence, I was fascinated by the cell phone geo-tracking, a very novel way to look at this issue. And then when I saw the video surveillance evidence, this is video, you know, taken by the states themselves, I realized that not only is this very powerful evidence, but it's very cinematic. It lends itself to being shown in a film, because in a film, if you're going to do a whodunit or a crime film, you need to be able to show the crime.
Yeah, I agree with that. We're speaking with Dinesh D'Souza, a filmmaker of 2000 Mules, which you can view right now. And as we've just learned with Dinesh, is going to be in theaters this Friday. And so check your local listings and participate in that, because I've seen it myself. I highly, highly recommend it. You know, there are people who are coming out and fact checking the information that you've put out there. They're offering alternative reasons why maybe the information and the video, the actual video surveillance that's, from what I remember, is government surveillance video that you've used in this film, they have given some alternative suggestions for it, but it has not said in any way, shape, or form that your statement is false. Nobody has disproven that I've seen what you've put out there. They're just offering alternative possibilities, which means that the discussion is finally happening that needs to take place.
Yeah, I think initially the fact checkers tried to sort of short circuit the discussion by saying things like, well, you know, nobody really thinks the geo tracking is reliable and nonsense like that, which you cannot say today because, you know, we're living in a time when the CDC is verifying if people are social distancing by doing cell phone geo tracking. So if cell phone geo tracking was not accurate to within 6 feet, there would be no way that they could even do that. Law enforcement uses it. You know, it's used to target targets for the Defense Department with pinpoint accuracy. So this is something that we're all familiar with in our ordinary lives. In fact, they say that commercial stores can not only tell that you're in the store, they can tell which aisle you're in and what you're looking at when they send you notifications on your phone. So we've reached that point. And I guess, you know, it's an open question why we kind of all got apps on our phone and sort of gave up our rights to privacy. But the fact of the matter is this data is available, aggregators collected. It's the exact same data used in all these other domains. And the genius of True the Vote was, let's apply this to ballot trafficking. Let's find these so-called mules. A mule is nothing more than a sort of a paid operative who's delivering illegal and fraudulent votes to a mail-in drop box. So let's find mules who went to 10 or more drop boxes, a very kind of high and forbidding standard. And yet even by that standard, we identified a minimum. It's actually a bigger number, but a minimum of 2,000 mules.
Yeah, and the way the film really irons out the step-by-step details of the process of arriving at those 2,000 mules and truly creates the question, how many more could have actually participated in this? It begs the question, what happens next with this information, Dinesh? What's your goal? What kind of catalyst do you want to be here for a next step?
Well, I'd like three things to come out of this. One, certainly measures to be put in place to prevent this from happening again. And those would begin with the very simple, let's have video surveillance on all drop boxes. I mean, that seems like a no-brainer. You can't walk into a store without it being under cameras. Every parking lot, every ATM, the technology is available, the cost is low. The election rules call for it. And yet whole states said, yeah, we're going to have surveillance, and they did not do it. The whole state of Wisconsin had no video surveillance, for example. So this is very shocking. So we need to do things to fix it going forward. I think number two, there's no reason not to hold the mules and the people who paid them and organized this accountable. And that's very easy for law enforcement to do. True the Vote has the cell phone IDs of these mules, not their names, but their cell phone IDs. All our cell phones have a unique and distinctive ID. And law enforcement can just take that, get a warrant. You basically go to the cell phone provider, you get the details on whose phone it is, and then you go talk to them. Who paid you? Who put you up to this? Who organized this operation? So these are some like basic first steps that can happen and should happen, and I'm sort of waiting with great interest to see if they do happen.
Yeah, and I think lots of people in America are, especially as more people are exposed to this film when it gets into theaters, coming to a theater near you here, starting this Friday. We're speaking with Dinesh D'Souza. He's an author, he's a filmmaker, and his current film is 2,000 Mules. You've had some trouble getting the word out about this. You know, you've talked about the standard places that you expect to be censored. I stream this show live on YouTube every day, and we're muting this interview because I don't want to get kicked off of YouTube, but I definitely want to still do the interview for the tens of thousands of people who are listening here in the St. Louis area.
Crazy is that, Annie, that
yes.
You have to do that? I mean, I do a daily podcast, and the same thing. My wife, Debbie, who's my producer, is always like, did you really want to say that? Dinesh, today's your last day on YouTube. So I've constantly getting warned that I'm on the verge of being booted. Now, happily, I haven't been booted, but I do some self-censorship. There are certain topics I just won't talk about. I mean, I can talk about them in other venues, but I can't talk about them on the podcast because the podcast is on YouTube and on Facebook.
How much success have you lent through this film being on Rumble, which I watched it on my Roku television on the Rumble app? I had never done that. I set up the whole thing so that I could watch 2,000 Mules. I mean, I got to think that you've really given Rumble a bump of exposure in this.
Well, I'm very happy to have a big video platform like Rumble behind me and behind this movie. I think it's both that they want to be a free speech platform, but more than that, I think they realize that in addition to being a platform for short videos, why not become, in a sense, a movie distribution platform? You know, in other words, right now, if you're a content creator, you can go to Amazon Prime, you can go to some of these other platforms, but typically what happens is if you make a dollar, you get to keep 30 or 40 cents. And I know this as someone who's made six movies. But essentially the deal on Rumble is if you put the movie up on Locals, which is the Rumble-owned platform, you make a dollar, they keep 10 cents, you get 90. So the way Rumble looked at it is they said, basically, Dinesh, you're sort of rewriting the rules of the internet because you're putting the power in the hands of the content creator, not just the conservative content creator. All content creators can, in a way, benefit more and get the fruits of their own labor by using these new platforms and short-circuiting the old platforms where basically your money is gobbled up all along the way.
Yeah, that is a fantastic idea. And when I watched 2,000 Mules through Rumble on my television, there was zero difference in experience than any other film that I've ever watched on Disney Plus or Netflix or anything like that. It was a wonderful experience. Last question before we let you go, Dinesh. I have people who are talking to me about 2,000 Mules, and they love what they have seen and they hate what they've seen at the same time, but they kind of feel motivated to do something next or contact somebody. Is there anything that the average viewer, after watching this, who feels like they want to take a step in the direction of fixing this problem, is there anything they can do?
Yeah, number one, use your influence to kind of wake up the Republican Party. I mean, what I'm saying is that, you know, if I were a Democrat and I made this film about how Trump stole the 2016 election, I mean, Pelosi would be on the House floor, Schumer would be on the Senate floor, they'd be all over it. But with the Republicans, it's totally different. If I'm speaking to a Republican congressman, he's like, I haven't yet seen the movie, Dinesh. Perhaps you can send me a DVD. And I'm like, the movie's out. You can download it and watch it anytime. People are talking about it. How can you pretend to be a congressman or a senator and you're so unplugged from what your own base is interested in? So, yeah, I think it's important on the Republican side to let these people know that we want to hear from them. Yeah, we'll give them a little time to watch the movie, but they cannot pretend to be sleepwalking or in denial once they've seen it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I am delighted by your Republican congressman impersonation there. That tickles me. I think that's hilarious. Well, I am grateful that you have done this, that you've put this together. It's fearless. It's courageous. And we're going to keep talking about it here on the Annie Fry Show on 97.1. And we wish you just massive, unprecedented success in the future, Dinesh. Thank you so much for the time today.
Thank you so much, as always, Annie. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.